Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Today is Tuesday, January 14th. What to know today about tonight's presidential debate, new reports about Russia spies and the U.S. election, and a Major League Baseball scandal, plus a royal family update, Amazon's controversial donation, and a new discovery of the oldest stuff on the planet. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. The first presidential debate of 2020 is happening tonight. Six Democratic candidates will take the stage, and this could be the first time two frontrunners take the gloves off. Up until this point, it seemed Senators Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren had a sort of unspoken agreement not to attack each other directly. That has now changed. CBS News reports Warren accuses Sanders of telling her a woman could not win the presidency. She says this happened during a private meeting back in 2018. But Sanders calls the claim ludicrous. He told CNN what he really said in that meeting was that President Trump is a sexist who would weaponize whatever he could. Sanders added that, of course, he thinks a woman could win in 2020. Both of them, along with candidates Joe Biden, Pete Buttigieg, Amy Klobuchar, and Tom Steyer, will debate the issues tonight in Des Moines, Iowa, where, in just a few weeks now, voters will kick off the primary season. Iowa will once again be the first state in the country to choose who they want to see as each party's presidential nominee. Tonight's debate could make a big difference. One of the latest polls shows a four-way tie between Warren, Sanders, Buttigieg, and Biden in Iowa, which is a swing state. And by the way, we now know it will not be Senator Cory Booker who wins. He did not qualify for tonight's debate, and yesterday he dropped out of the race for president altogether. He thanked his supporters, but said simply, there's no longer a path to victory. The Democratic debate starts at 9 p.m. Eastern time tonight, live on CNN and DesMoinesRegister.com. New reports say Russian military spies hacked the Ukrainian gas company at the heart of the impeachment of President Trump. Remember, President Trump asked Ukraine's president for a favor last summer to investigate his political rival, former Vice President Joe Biden, and Biden's son, Hunter, because Hunter Biden used to work with the Ukrainian gas company Burisma. Well, now security experts told the New York Times Russian hacking attempts against Burisma began in November, right as impeachment dominated the news. At this point, it's not clear what, if anything, the hackers found, but we're talking about Russia here. The same country American intelligence officials believe hacked into emails from Hillary Clinton's campaign in 2016. So now experts believe Russia could be trying a similar tactic, illegally looking for embarrassing material on the Bidens and then releasing it just at the right time and potentially throwing in some inaccurate info or misleading spin to help their efforts. Again, maybe they found nothing. We don't know. Either way, American officials have already warned that Russia is once again working to influence the U.S. election. The Justice Department now officially calls the deadly shooting at a Navy base a month ago an act of terrorism. U.S. Attorney General William Barr says jihadist ideology prompted a Saudi pilot to open fire at the base in Pensacola, Florida, killing three people and wounding eight others back in December. The pilot was at the U.S. base because he was part of a U.S. training program for the Saudi military. The Wall Street Journal reports in the weeks before the attack, he used social media to blame America for crimes against Muslims. And now USA Today says 21 other Saudi students have been removed from the same training and sent home. U.S. officials don't think they helped with last month's attack, but most of them had other concerning and anti-U.S. materials. Still, this investigation is not over. Attorney General Barr and the FBI are asking tech giant Apple for more help to unlock the shooter's two iPhones so they can see who he was talking to. Apple says it cooperated in a lot of ways already, but it does not unlock iPhones ever. This is not a new dispute either. Apple has said unlocking even one iPhone could set a precedent to unlock private devices whenever a government agency asks. Two big developments in a Major League Baseball scandal. The league concluded that, yes, the Houston Astros cheated, and now the team will face one of the most severe punishments in MLB history. ESPN reports a league investigation found the Astros used a camera to steal signs during the 2017 season, the same year they won the World Series. So the team will have to pay a $5 million fine, and it's losing its draft picks in 2020 and 2021. The league also suspended the team's manager and general manager, and the Astros owner then took it a step further, firing both of those men. Also, the Boston Red Sox could be next. That team is under investigation for something similar. And in other sports news, LSU just won college football's national championship. Louisiana State University and its Heisman Trophy-winning quarterback beat out defending champions Clemson 42-25 last night. It ended Clemson's winning streak of 29 straight games. An update now on the royal family. It seems the Queen is now supporting the Duke and Duchess of Sussex for the most part. The BBC reports the Queen agreed to a so-called period of transition so Prince Harry and Meghan Markle can spend time in both Canada and the UK. She says she's all for them creating a new life for their young family, even though she would have preferred they stay full-time senior royals. The Queen's new support of the couple's decision to step back from their roles was the result of yesterday's urgent in-person family meeting, which was the result of Harry and Meghan's surprise announcement last week. Harry and Meghan reportedly made it clear they don't want to rely on public funds in their new lives. Exactly what that looks like, though, is still a bit of a question mark. The Queen admits there are a few things that still need to be worked out over time. Stay tuned. All right, we have more news ahead, but first, a quick break for our sponsor this week. According to a recent Zola survey, 96% of couples think planning their wedding was stressful. From my experience, I definitely felt a bit of stress at the beginning because there are so many options and just not a lot of time left in the day to figure it all out. Plus, everyone seems to expect something different from you in the process. But I decided to try and keep things simple and focus only on the things that mattered most to us being my now husband and me. That's why I love that Zola makes wedding planning easier and less stressful with wedding websites, registry, invites, and a guest list manager all in one place. Zola's free wedding websites can be created in minutes. They have the highest rated registry of all time, plus beautiful, affordable invites, and they'll help you track online RSVPs with a free guest list manager. Zola has helped a million couples get married, so they will help you too. Go to zola.com/newsworthy today and use the promo code SAVE50 to get 50% off your Save the Dates. You can also get a free personalized paper sample before you purchase. That's 50% off Save the Dates at zola.com/newsworthy with the promo code SAVE50. Now, back to the news. Amazon is donating $1 million to the wildlife relief efforts in Australia, although some people are not so impressed. The reason? Well, $1 million is about $690,000, and Forbes says Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos is worth an estimated $116 billion. So some feel he should have made a much bigger donation. Others, though, say it's generous and we should be grateful he didn't have to give anything at all. Bezos hasn't responded to the critics. The wildfires in Australia have killed at least 25 people, destroyed more than 2,000 homes, and killed an estimated 1 billion animals. In an effort to save the wildlife still alive, food is literally falling from the sky. CBS News reports Australia's government is using helicopters and planes to drop thousands of pounds of carrots and sweet potatoes to try and save stranded animals, especially endangered or threatened species. Stardust from a space rock found in Australia back in 1969 is now believed to be the oldest stuff on Earth, older than the moon, the Earth, the solar system itself. The Washington Post reports researchers studied the meteorite's mineral dust and determined it's 7 billion years old, 2.5 billion years older than Earth. These microscopic grains are from dead stars, so scientists say studying them is the closest thing to a sample of a star and helps our understanding of the galaxy's history. The votes are in for the top vehicles of the year. CNET says the North American car of the year went to the redesigned Corvette, the Chevrolet Corvette Stingray. The SUV of the year went to the Kia Telluride, and the truck of the year went to the Jeep Gladiator. 50 reviewers who test drive new vehicles throughout the year get to vote and decide which cars take those top spots. All right, let's talk movies of the year with the Academy Awards. The Oscar nominations are in, and Netflix dominated with 24 nominations, including for Best Picture, for The Irishman, and Marriage Story. But Joker is the most nominated movie in the running for 11 Oscars, including Best Picture and Best Actor. So who was left out? Well, some are once again criticizing the Academy for a lack of women and diversity. There are a record 62 women nominated, making up one third of the nominees, but many are calling it a big time snub that no women are nominated in the Best Director category again. Several were expected to be in the running, including the director of the movie Little Women. Fans are also not too happy Jennifer Lopez was not nominated for Hustlers, or Golden Globe winner Awkwafina in The Farewell, or Jordan Peele's movie Us. The list goes on. Another surprise snub, the hugely popular Frozen 2 was not nominated for Best Animated Feature. You'll find a full list of all the nominees in today's show notes. Thank you so much for listening. As always, you can read more about any of the stories we talked about today. Just find the links and sources right in your podcast app or head on over to thenewsworthy.com/show notes. The Newsworthy is here for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. So I'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day.